Robert Pinsky, when I talked to you the other day, I said to you that I went to the OED to look up want bone. And,
good.
God. I thought...
It said there, a word invented by Robert Pinsky.
I know, 1989.
Now,
that to me was sort of wonderful. And I wanted to talk with you about that, about the poem and about the word itself, about want. Because want, when we think about it, is deficiency, desire, need. It's all of these things. It's craving, and it's also insufficiency and hunger and lack, as in death, maybe. Tell us about want, and tell us about how you came to invent it, to create it.
The object is a very impressive object,
yes.
And it does remind you that wanting is kind of a hole, like the letter O. I saw one, I was on my way to Martha's Vineyard.
The object being the jawbone of the shark.
Yeah.
The mouth bone.
Like in Mike Mazur's monotype. And when you see the things, they're very beautiful, especially the tendons in the corner. If you picture an hourglass made out of string, then you twist it, goes here, and it's turned to ivory.
Mm.
I very much wanted to find some language. I said pleated like a summer dress to get that. And then there's a honeycomb along the lip, and it's frozen open. And it just looks like the embodiment of desire and wanting. I was going to teach in a writing conference in Martha's Vineyard, so I saw one of these things right before I went there. Then I was on the beach, which is a very important place to me. And I have desires myself that will remain personal, but there are things I want. So in that sense, I suppose there's a thought there of some kind. But it's then,
but
it's,
really
can you get some language going that will, so you look at the object and you do say, yes, this looks like Robert to me, when he wants something. Empty, frozen, dry, sort of gorgeous and sort of helpless and dead. And this is that state. I recognize the state. Then you think of words for it. I would feel a little more comfortable if I read aloud to you.
Would you like to?
Concrete example. Why don't I read it short enough?
Yeah.
The want bone. The tongue of the waves tolled in the earth's bell. Blue rippled and soaked in the fire of blue. The dried mouth bones of a shark in the hot swale gaped on nothing but sand on either side. The bone tasted of nothing and smelled of nothing. A scalded, toothless harp, uncrushed, unstrung. The joined arcs made the shape of birth and craving, and the welded open shape kept mouthing, oh. Ossified cords held the corners together in groined spirals, pleated like a summer dress. But where was the limber grin, the gash of pleasure? Infinitesimal mouths bore it away. The beach scrubbed and etched and pickled it clean. But oh, I love you, it sings. My little, my country, my food, my parent, my child. I want you, my own. My flower, my fin, my life, my lightness, my oh.